Blog Talk Radio.
Every day, Lord. praise to your name that every day, even throughout great distress, Lord, we can joyfully follow him in the strength of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some music.
Heavenly dance is about to begin. strength be more than ordinary. I was born to be brave, born to be brave, taking the plunge into vulnerability. I was born to be brave, born to be brave, being all you created me to. I was born to be brave.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta break away, you gotta be true. Grab a hold of what's ahead, never look to the rear view. The day's pressed on and you have no clue, but you long to stand firm when the sky is blue. Yeah, everybody's gone, what remains is you. All alone in the blackness, a shadow in the room. Trapped in a jail built by your own two. And all that matters most now is what you do. From this moment on, you understand that you gotta go beyond. And slowly back away from everything you know is wrong. There's a light up ahead, but it's hidden deep in the hearts of the ones that speak so great.
Another day is gone, and I ain't see the sun, 'cause I'm busy chasing dreams like I'm on the run. Life is funny, ain't it? It ain't the picture painted. It gets hard and we struggle, but we gotta make it. Cause he's amazing and the pain is worth the payment. I may not see it now, but it's working in my favor. I pray I never waver. Grateful to my maker. I am who I am, cause he saw me when I gave up. So I'm breaking free tonight. I want people to see this is what it looks like. When you're fulfilling your dreams, there'll be dark nights alone, but please believe. Hope it's on its way. Grab a hold and let him leave. Thank you.
praise and worship a part of the service. Amen. All right, let's get into the message. Okay, God promises freedom. There's only one constant in this ever-changing world, and that is the character of our Heavenly Father. The very earth itself is undergoing changes constantly. What seems the most immovable now will one day be done away with. But God is unchanging. God is unwavering. He's completely faithful and committed to seeing through the promises he has made you. As we look this week at the promises of God, may you ground yourself in the unchanging love. May God's character become your source and refuge, your constant and unshakable foundation. Freedom is an idea we spend most of our lives striving to experience. The bonds of slavery to the world in any fashion choke out our ability to thrive and enjoy life. We as culture celebrate monumental events like the fall of the Berlin Wall and the global civil rights movement because we know freedom to be necessary for a life to be lived its fullest. We fight for freedom of those held in captivity. We advocate for those silenced by the bonds of slavery, and Scripture makes it clear that God is no different. One of the most pervasive themes in Scripture is freedom. Its pages are filled with stories of God delivering his people from the bondage of slavery. Jesus himself freed Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, from the fiery furnace. God shut up the mouths of lions to free Daniel. And we see God deliver the entire nation of Israel from slavery under the Egyptians through an onslaught of plagues. The Bible is clear that God works constantly to deliver his children from the yoke of slavery. The Bible contains the stories of God's deliverance from not only physical slavery, but spiritual slavery as well. In Romans chapter 6, verse 17 and 18 says, "Thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin and have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you are committed and having been set free from sin have become slaves of righteousness." And later Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. By sending his Son in the likeness of simple flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of law might be fulfilled in us, who walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit." And in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul writes, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again a yoke of slavery." Jesus in John chapter 8, verse 36 states, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Scripture is explicit that through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, as believers have been set free from the bondage of sin. Sin is no longer our master. The bonds of sin that entangle you to the consequences of separation from God were sacrificially broken by the blood of your Savior. You see, in the death of Jesus, God made to you this promise of freedom. He promised that you will no longer have to live life as a slave to sin. You now have available to you a life lived in joy and power of righteousness. God promised you in his freedom. Now all that is required is for you to live light of what God has already done for you. Cut off ties to your former life, as Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20-24, "Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on a new self created at the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." So clothe yourself every day in the knowledge of who you are in Christ. Choose to live in freedom instead of sin. When you feel the tug back to your former ways, take a minute and ask the Spirit to guide you away from your former life. God promised you his freedom. He's worked his miracle of freedom in you as salvation. You have been made new. Now live in response to God's incredible work by pursuing a life lived in righteousness. Spend time in God's presence, allowing his truth and love to mold and shape you into the likeness of the very one who saved you. So meditate on God's promise of your freedom from sin. Now reflect on areas of your own life in which you need to experience God's promise of freedom. Where do you feel chained to the world? What sin seems to plague you? Renew your mind to the truth of what God's word says about that area. Declare the freedom Christ paid for you in your life. Spend time really thinking about God's power over your sin. Go to war with the enemy using God's truth as your weapon. Follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit today as He directs you away from sin. The enemy is driven to draw you back into the sin that entangled you, but he who is in you is greater than he is in the world. The victory is already yours. Jesus has won your freedom. The battle now is for your mind. Maintain victory over that area through the power of God's word, and the sin that seems to be habitual will no longer have hold over you. Okay? I highly suggest you read Romans chapter 6, verse 8. Okay? All righty. All righty. Well, let's go into the most important question. The most important question is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is to be your personal Lord and Savior? If not, you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of not knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Okay, or maybe you're lacking purpose in life. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from such worse things like addiction to alcohol or drugs, gambling, overeating, sexual immorality. Okay, whatever it is, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But in order to do so, He's got to know you, folks. He doesn't know you, He can't help you. So, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. But right now, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and everyone in heaven, okay? Is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So let us rejoice with them. Amen? So, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. And when you do so, you will come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. All righty. Let's bring on our first caller of the evening. I believe it's Clay. Hey, Clay, is that you?
Hey, how you doing there, Kenny?
I'm doing okay, Clay. How about you?
I'm doing a little bit better. I took the recommendation of Trump, got me the hydrocortisone with the Z-Pak and some iodine and zinc. And boy, it helped me.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, the media is trying to lie to everybody, trying to make Trump look like a little fool, but he's actually trying to help. And the media just hates Trump.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know,
yep.
This country is going to do what it's got to do, okay?
Yes, sir. Do we have any more callers on the line?
Well, we have callers, but nobody has pressed the one key yet, Clay.
I see. I heard last night, and Joe is a hypocrite.
Oh, yeah?
He talked about, yes, he is. He's supposed to be some type of theologian. Supposed to be a Christian, and he was talking about slicing somebody's face and threatening his own brother. Now, he kind of reminded me of Cain and Leroy. He's like Abel. So Joe is the biggest hypocrite on Blow Talk.
Well, he got into it with his brother last night here on the show. Okay.
Yes, he showed his true colors.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. He reminded me like one of those false teachers on the TV to ask for money. And then they say they'll give you some water, but it's really toilet water, and some type of sheet, a prayer cloth. And he reminded me of those guys. And there's even some videos of those guys where somebody puts like faults in the backside. It's so funny. You should check that out, Kenny.
Yeah, I will. I'll check it out.
It's called a farting preacher. I don't know, you ever heard about the farting preacher?
No, tell me about it.
Well, some guy puts some faults after everything he says. It's so funny. It's hilarious. That's what Joe reminds me of. Maybe when Joe talks, somebody could add some thoughts in the background. That'd be funny.
Yeah, yes, it would be.
It'd be more entertaining than his little gibberish of Corona being false, a false virus. It wasn't false to me. It got me hard.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's affected people all over the world, okay? And for him to sit there and say that there's no virus, okay, I don't know, okay?
Yeah.
I guess just because he hasn't met anybody that's got a virus doesn't mean there isn't no virus.
I wonder if he's being probed by those aliens he talks about. Maybe that's what's going on with his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are Looney Tunes, the ones that said that they were abducted by aliens, and then they were probed right up the you know what.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he is, and he has reactions, and that's probably why he's a closet homosexual.
Yeah, could be, could be. I don't know.
Yeah, he's always talking to guys. He doesn't really pay attention to his wife. So, I don't know if he's married, but don't pay attention to his wife or his girlfriend. All he does is talk to all these medallicons and I don't know what else, but they're all loony.
Yeah. Well, we got another caller there, Clay. Okay.
Yeah, pick him up. Pick him up.
Okay, let's pick him up. Okay. Okay, is this Dr. Peter?
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is indeed Dr. Peter Paul Ventura Fornia, representative of Bible Believers Church. And I want to say a good evening to your guest, Clay, as well.
How you doing, dear Mr. Peter?
I am blessed, and I hope you're all doing the same. Yesterday, we had a very productive day. We had an intervention of the of trying to help a man and all his problems. It didn't go where we thought it was going to go, but I believe with Dr. Fishman and myself, we were able to let two brothers hash it out and let some frustration that was built up out. And the first thing to curing oneself is admitting, is recognizing one's fault. So I think this was a beautiful thing. I will have everyone know, Dr. Fishman and Mr. Clay, that I did try to call and check up on my good friend Joey Joseph, and I don't know if he thought he was because he has one of those old answering machines, and I think he accidentally thought he sent me to voicemail. But I do want to tell you that I did witness something that I thought we had cured. Now he accidentally took my call, and I recognize the gentleman that was the voice of the gentleman that was there, which is this a big, muscular black man. The things that were going on, from what I gathered, is the black man urinated on Joey after he ejaculated on his face. But the thing that bothered me the most is that Joey was asking for that. So I don't know if this was a step forward or step back, just based on the fact that if he is indeed a homosexual, I think he should welcome what he has. What I don't like is the fact that he is still with Bridget, and I don't agree with any sexual act outside of marriage. Now, what I'm still confused is, I know Bridget was in the house. I don't know if she was in the room, but if it's accepting, I know the times are evolving. I don't know how I feel about a couple swinging and wife swapping. I don't know how I feel about that because, again, I was at once very much against homosexual relationships, but now I'm very accepted of that because of my good friend Joseph. So I'm not going to judge them. I'm just going to observe and try to help and mediate if I feel somebody's getting hurt. Do you agree with that, Dr. Fishman, or Mr. Clay?
I agree.
That sounds like Joe. Sounds like Joe likes that bukkake. You know what bukkake is?
I heard that term mentioned before. What can you elaborate, please?
It's when they do it in Japan and China, and there's one woman, and then there's a whole bunch of guys, and they start to, you know, pull out their stuff and start to, you know, mess around with it. And then when the stuff comes out, it goes on the face. That's what Bukkake is.
Well, if there's a term for it, I think he very much enjoyed it.
Well, that's one crazy son of a bitch.
You're right, Clay.
Yeah, well, we got
some more callers here. Okay, they push the one key. Let's take them and see who they are. 111, you're on the air.
If you want to go get... He wants to get some moisturizer. You can get that stuff at Walmart. You don't need to get stuff like that from Medelicon.
Okay.
Yeah, is there something in the background? What's going on there?
I don't know. Okay, let me get the next caller. 111, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. You can listen. All right, okay. Uh, 404. It should be Pastor Wanda. Is that you, Pastor Wanda?
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Psalm 18:24. You know
Amen.
This, is, sister. Hallelujah. I've been
trying
to get in touch with
you. Wonder.
How you doing, beautiful man of God?
How you doing, sister Wanda?
I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord. Nehemiah 18, the joy of the Lord is thy strength.
You know, your voice reminds me of a woman that I have in my congregation, and sounds very much like you, very sweet lady, and it reminds, she is very knowledgeable in the Bible, but she's usually quiet, sits back, sometimes middle, sometimes front, always singing along, always praising the good Lord, so you remind me of her, or at least your voice does. But I'm in California, in Imperial Beach.
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, I passed through there. I've been there.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hello?
Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, brother. Blessed beyond measure. Sometimes Lord had me to call to get on the radio. And
are you a born again like myself? Are you a born again?
Yeah.
Did you find the Lord after doing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I have a very bad past myself, and I've talked about it several times, and I've repented, and I've paid my debt to society. I've been incarcerated before. I found the Lord, so I've several bad awful things that.
You've been saved by grace. God was in Christ's past. Your past is your past.
What's the worst thing you'd say you did, Pastor Wanda?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Is that the worst thing you did?
No, the worst thing. I don't talk about what the worst thing. See, at nighttime, what I have did is I went against God. See, listen at me. I don't look at the sin I have committed, but the biggest sin when you commit against God and not have obeyed him. Okay. I didn't obey him. I didn't hearken to my call. I did not read my Bible. I did not want that close relationship because of the high call of my life. So that's one of the biggest sins are with me. And then that's what I have to repent for, because I know I might think, say, or do things, and if it's he's a holy God. Okay, but he knows me. He knows my heart. So I know how to repent and go back to my first love. Because he said, I love the backsliders.
Amen.
Well, amen.
All right, Pastor Ken.
Yes.
I sent you message after message. Could not get in touch with you. I've been sitting waiting for the women of God. And I said, Pastor, I thought something had happened, so I had to keep praying. I said, my brother Pastor Ken usually get back with me. And I went on Facebook and on Messenger. I got to write your number back down in my Bible because I can't find your number. I can't find your number to get straight to talk with you.
Okay, if you got a pen and paper, I'll give it
Hold
to
on.
You.
You know I have
Clay,
it. I'm putting it in my Bible. I'll
Clay,
put it in my Bible. All right, because I got to have it because I was prepared and waiting. And when God had gave me, who are you trusting in the storm? Okay.
Does Clay have a pen?
Okay, if you're ready
are
for
you
my
guys...
number, I'll give it to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's 210.
210.
267.
267.
1863.
1863. And you have mine. But I had called you and everything because, but it said we didn't have a show. You know, Pastor?
Wednesday I wasn't feeling well. Okay.
I called Thursday. I said, something is going on. So I started praying. I said, my brother must not be feeling well because I talked to someone. I said, something is going on in the spirit realm because I started hurting my hips.
Pastor Ken, did you just give your number out on the air? Is that I hope that's not your personal number.
No, it's not.
Okay, good. Because, you know, I had a couple phone calls myself harassing me, and I just don't want that to happen to you. You know what I'm referring to and what I'm talking about. So I just.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it's not. Okay. I'm sorry. I wanted to get that. Okay.
Yes. So how you been doing, Pastor Ken?
I've been doing all right.
All right. What's the service for tonight?
Oh, well, you missed it. God, come on,
Holy Spirit,
promises freedom. God promises freedom.
Yes, okay. You know, he's been talking.
It was actually a beautiful sermon. Promised his freedom. Now that's all required is for you to live in the light of God. I remember that. That was a beautiful quote that Dr. Fishman did bring to us. God promised us his freedom. I'm sorry, God promised you his freedom. That's
what God gave me. We talked on Thursday, Pastor Ken, the freedom in Christ. Okay?
Right.
And I know it's on one accord, just like he's given me, God was saved. That's a lot of people. And
you have been made new.
And
you have.
And I hate I missed it, but I've been ministering. Some people have went home to glory, and I was consoling and telling them to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord, and just to give them comfort through the Word of God and to listen and cry with them and talk with them and some things going on in their lives and stuff like that, and people don't understand. And I was just telling them, and God knows everything. So I had to bring Ecclesiastes and show them through the Word of God. So, been out ministering, Pastor. Been out ministering what he sent me into uplift and encourage. And so many people are so fearful and need to have faith in the Word and stand on God's promises. So, that's why he's been dealing with me, to tell people to stand on his promise and his Word. And who
Amen.
Report they will believe. Who report they're going to believe. So, it's been something. And I've been getting a lot of hygiene, so... to pass out to the ones on the highways and byways and the ones that don't have the elders. So that's what's been going on, Pastor. But all is well. God is on his throne. He's in control.
Amen.
Of all
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Yes. So, and
okay.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's
God,
bring on some... callers, okay? I got 858, next caller up in line, okay? All righty.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's Randy.
Yeah, Randy.
Hey.
Good evening, Randy.
Good evening, Mr. Ventura. It's good to have you on the show. I'm
great to hear from your voice.
I am self-quarantining at the moment. I am very sick. I think I may have the corona. So I'm just trying to stay healthy, drink a lot of fluids, and just try to, you know, get better.
Amen.
Pastor Wanda, could you pray for me, if you don't mind? Hello? Is Pastor Wanda still with us?
Yeah, I hope so. Pastor Wanda, are you there? She might have stepped away from the mic.
Well, that's kind of rude. She heard the coronavirus, and she immediately fled. She, like, ran away from me, like as if I'm a leper or something like that, you know? That's not very godly.
No,
well,
she might have stepped away
from her. In her defense, I want to point something out that I read today in the Reader's Digest. The African American and Latino communities are more susceptible to the COVID-19 this pandemic, and I also read that people of the African American race were under the impression that you can catch the COVID-19 over the phone. And that was a misconception through a lot of news media outlets, the fake news, if you will. And
can
we
let
know
Wanda
that this
know
is
that?
Not true. Hopefully she's listening.
I'm listening,
Wanda,
I'm listening to all of it.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, you cannot catch the COVID-19 over the phone.
No, you can't.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
I dealt with a person this week about that because I feel like this. I said I'm a black African American. But I told them, first and foremost, I told them the word of God. And second of all, that's a myth and about over the phone. I said, I'm way in Atlanta and you're in Decatur, Georgia. So how can I spread anything? First and foremost, I said on the word of God, and God then said in Psalm 91, he won't let no disease or pest or noisy pest will come in my dwelling. So even when I said on his word, I done been around every kind of disease there is in the world, and God have not let nothing come near my dwelling with no going with all these antibiotics. I know this going on. I'm going and standing on the lands of the law, and I'm trusting God. I'm not just out there fraternizing. I'm spreading the word of God and to encourage people. But I see so many people are so fearful. And I understand that. But if they don't know who God is, they're going to always. But when you acknowledge God, God is who he say he is. Okay?
Well, Pastor Wanda, you had a request from
okay.
Randy. He wanted to know
where Randy
is.
Hello, Randy.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm very sick right now, and I was hoping maybe you maybe pray for me.
You know I'm gonna pray for you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. All right. I know you're a believer. Grace of Heaven, Father, I come to the grace of the throne on your awesome and mighty God, Father God. We call upon your name, your Jehovah God, Jehovah Nisha, Jehovah Sikkim, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rohi, Adonai, Elion. You're the great I am, and you are Jesus, you are Abba. And so you said we call upon your name, you are faithful and just to heal. And so we're asking for Isaiah 53:5, heal by your stripes. Father God, in Psalm 103, you said you can heal all disease and don't forget none of your benefit. So Father God, I call forth the fire of God to surround Randy right now. Anyone that's sick. And Father
thank
God,
you.
I declare and decree a mighty move of God. And I thank you right now for being
thank
who you.
You
are. Your word we stand on, because you said in Isaiah 55:11, your word will never turn void, but comes to what you send it out to do. I cover Randy right now with the blood, lamb,
the
Lord's testimony. And Satan, at the sound of my voice, you have no authority. Take your hand off him. You have no authority. We call on Jesus. Jesus. Bow at the name of Corona, whatever going on with Randy, it will bow. I declare and decree it right now in the name of Jesus, because Jesus, we love you. You died on the cross for it, and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Randy, you'll be well 3 days in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Amen.
You're going to be fine.
Amen.
You know, God been had me praying for people with corona. Some
Thank
of my closest friends from high school, they had it, and God been had me. But the resurrection, the healing of Jesus Christ have healed them. They were sick, and they called me and said, I'm sweating right now. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you. They said, Wanda, I don't have corona no more. Black African American, some of my brothers Caucasian,
Spanish.
God healed them. God healed them. See, I believe. See, listen, Randy, the Lord have healed me supernaturally with brain, heart, lungs, poison, cancer, heart attack.
Yeah.
Everything
I have been healed in the name of Jesus. Immediately.
You're gonna be fine. My daughter, she didn't die of cancer. God healed her. She got up and talked it about how God healed her of cancer.
I don't know. Oh, God. Okay.
So what you
going to
do, Randy? Do you have, Randy, do you have any ginger?
Oh, shit.
Randy.
I'm dehydrated. I need.
I told you that one for the table what to get. Listen, Randy.
Okay.
I need for you to get some ginger root, just like the ginger ale.
Yeah.
But you're going to make a ginger, a tea, okay?
Okay.
You're going to get some ginger, the ginger root, okay? You're going to boil it. You're going to put a little honey in that, okay? We're going to loosen up that mucus in your lungs and everything.
That's the problem. It's really loose. It's non-stop.
That's all right. Listen. I'm trying to tell you what the God wants me to tell you. You're
going to
get this drink. Jesus.
What are you doing, Randy?
I'm sitting on the toilet right now. I can't control it.
That's all right. Be still and know that he's God. Be still.
It's violent diarrhea.
That's
all
right. I went through it 2 weeks ago.
It's like the sleep.
Listen, what you got to do, Randy, is give. He said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all things. Okay? So when you start giving thanks to God, he move on your behalf. He said, praise will confuse the enemy. Okay? You got to start declaring and decreeing the healing. Find the scriptures. Look up the scriptures. God wants your attention. Okay?
Okay.
He know what you're going through. The only thing you got to do is say, I need you. I need your help.
Okay. I need you.
That's all. You got to talk to him. You talk to him just like I'm talking to you. And he hears your cry. He knows what's going on. Because in Psalm 139, he knows you're lying and getting up. Okay? You're not forgotten. You got to stop talking about the sickness and tell the sickness how big God is.
Okay.
God is bigger than your sickness. God is bigger than any problem. He's still on his throne.
Lord, help me. Oh, shit.
All right. I'm going to get off for a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
I had to cut him. He sounded pretty sick over there. Okay?
No, he's fine. He's fine. God is, because he's listening. I got many people going through it like that. It could be something you didn't ate. And God is cleansing you as well. I went through this. I just went through this 2 weeks ago, okay? Using the bathroom and all that. I couldn't even go out the door. When I get ready to go out the door, Pastor, I got to run back in. They said, well, where are you going? You got to come on now. I said, hold up. I can't leave because I'm going to mess my clothes up. So I sat there and I said, Lord, I need you. I talked to him. I got my Bible. I sat until everything was finished. So I had to start drinking water because I almost got dehydrated. The Lord had me to go yesterday and get some ginger and to boil it. And I had to eat onion. I had to make an onion soup and chicken noodle. I'm fine now. The word of God, he gave me what to eat. You understand? I got me crackers for sodium. I got me pretzels for sodium. I didn't do the crackers, the saltine. I like pretzels. So I ate that, got in the bed. I got a little orange juice. It's not orange juice I had. It's like pineapple juice. I did pineapples for the vitamin. But I'm fine now. I'm fine. I didn't make it bigger than God. See, that's what the enemy wants you to. Oh, okay, this is going on, and I've been telling people what God said. Stop making your problem bigger than God. Okay. Because when you give all these problems, you make it bigger than the God, and that problem sits on the throne. But God will never let anything sit on the throne. He wants us to acknowledge him, praise him, worship him, pray to him, sit with him, seek him. Out of all this stuff that's going on, God is trying to get people's attention. That's all what it's here. He wants their attention. He had me worshiping and talking about the banner, lift up a banner, pray for your neighbors, pray for different families, pray for somebody else that's going through something. Okay? That's what he's saying. Sit and family members speak on the goodness. Look what God is doing. We get to sit down and rest. People are going so much, just 24/7 doing this. They said New York would never shut down. God shut New York down. The city that never shuts down, God will shut anything. God knows about this coronavirus. Don't think he don't. But if you pray and ask God, show me what this is about. Show me, but God, I'm asking you to heal. Many people have left this earth, gone home to glory. Help these families that's been lost loved ones. Help the doctors. Help the. We got to ask God for these things, for him to act on our behalf. Amen?
Amen.
So and you sit down and read your Bible with your family. What did he say?
Can you still hear me there, Kenny?
I hear very well. I hear through the spirit realm as well. I don't even have to hear you when you say anything. Because I know who God is. See, in the word of God, it says, so a man thinks, so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Amen? And it's in Proverbs.
Amen.
So it's a lot of things going on until they can be training up the kids, giving God glory. Some people, a husband, ain't had a chance to sit down with their children, family, single mother with their family, because some might have been on the road, this and that. But now they have a chance to sit down and to read their Bibles with their family, spend quality time with God, and to speak on what God is doing. And to pray for each other and pray for their neighbors and pray for the land, for the nation, for all these ones going through something. It ain't just about the corona. It's been many things that's been going on in the land. People with cancer, AIDS, prostitution, anti-sex trafficking, the veterans, what's going on in the schools, the churches. It's so much we could be praying for, the people laying on the highways and byways. Families being separated. I'm gonna tell you something. I don't do foolishness. Period. I speak for the edifying, for the hearers. See, what we're trying to warn you. See, God said warn them, so blood won't be on our hand. But when you're talking and you're disrupting something that God has somebody to save somebody's life, because some people will not make it tomorrow. But if they hear the truth and receive Jesus Christ and call somebody else praying for them, but then when you interrupting, that is not of God. Unless you acknowledge him praying, but you're trying to interrupt. And that's working with the enemy. That
Amen,
is not of God.
Sister.
Amen.
That's right. You have a blessed and a prosperous day in Jesus' name. I'm a blessing.
That's right.
All right, brother, I'm going to call you, but everybody, I love you. God bless. In Jesus' name, I will call you later, Pastor, in about an hour.
Okay. Sounds good.
God bless.
Any more callers here, Kenny?
Yes, I'm going to take 757.
Hi.
Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
I'm okay. Just wanted to say hi to Clay and Dr. Ventura. I think what Joe did last time was really close. Pardon my language. Messed up. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was just in my head. And I hope I watched it soon too. What's his name? Better person's on. Randy. Yeah, I hope he's doing okay too. So I heard him. I really have a bowel issue right now.
Yeah.
So,
me too.
Oh,
I hope he's okay.
Can you pick him back up? By the way.
Randy dropped.
Oh.
Yeah, he dropped. Okay.
Okay. Anyone else still on? Or am I the only one?
Motorcycles.
Oh yeah, we got 111 caller. Press the 1 key. Let's check it out. 111, you're on the air. Okay. All right. Okay, recording.
How about playing some Joe Warren there, Kenny?
Some who?
Biker Joe Warren.
Oh, I don't have that.
I have a right to fucking kill you.
I like to ride big motorcycles. I like to praise Jesus, too. I like to pay the hair out of Peggy's handbag. And if you don't like it, well, bless you.
Man,
you like that
amen,
version there,
Clay.
Kenny?
Yeah, I like that. That was good, Clay. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's bring Randy back on. He's back. Hey, Randy.
That's right, hey. Randy the man.
Hi.
Okay, huh? Hi, I'm back. I'm sorry I had to drink some Gatorade. Yeah, I had to get some potassium in me too, so I heard the quickest way to do that is to eat a banana, or there's one other way to ingest the potassium faster. I won't say how, but I did it that way. Anyways, I wanted to talk about Joseph Gibson and him coming out. Did you hear about that, Kenny?
No, I did not.
And this is not a joke. I just got off the phone with him. Would you mind giving him a call live on the air so that we can talk about this? He just came out. You should hear his voicemail. It's one of the sweetest things I've ever heard. He and Chad are on it together. Anyways, it's crazy. Would you mind giving
Are they
giving
having
him
a show?
No, just at his house. There, you have to listen to it. I'm not kidding. You have to even just listen to his voicemail.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, you have his number, right? I can give it to you if you want, the impersonal message.
Yeah, give it to me in personal message.
Okay, yeah, because he, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, just talk to him right now. So maybe give him a call. You know, let's all congratulate him. Let's all rally behind Joseph Gibson. And, you know, he's had some hard times. We've all read his book. It's a great piece of writing and an easy read. And by easy read, I mean just all over the place and very difficult to follow. but Kenny, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Can we try calling him real quick, please?
No, for some reason or another, it's not going through. Okay,
Does it say all circuits are busy, by the way?
It is something like that. Okay,
I have that happen too, just a little bit ago. Hold on to it a second. That is his number. I'm not messing with you. We should definitely talk to him. Let's get a hold of him and help support him through this this incredible time. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, motherfucker.
Okay. All right.
Do we have any of the callers, Kenny?
Nope, not yet. Okay.
Okay. Can I ask you a little something real quick? Being that I had such a traumatic experience a few minutes ago with the diarrhea, and I'm sorry, I forgot I was still on the line. I sat in the bathroom and just had a massive blowout. I don't know if you heard the whole thing or what you heard, but it was.
I heard it.
So I was actually. It was live. It played over the air.
Yeah, that's why I had to mute you.
Oh my God! How embarrassing. That's very embarrassing.
Well, it's not like you're the only person that's happened to.
What's that?
Well, you're not the only person that's ever happened to.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I was gonna roll into the next question, which is for Kenny. Kenny, being that as a homosexual man, is that typical? You know, let's say you go out and, you know, a night on the town and, you know, you get your intestines all stirred up by some black guy. The next day, is that kind of normal? Just kind of have loose bowels and just a blowout?
No.
Is that normal?
I've never done that.
You've never done what? Had diarrhea?
I've had diarrhea, but I've never done that. By a black guy, you get intestines blown out.
Oh, okay. All right, I was just curious. Ooh, damn, that was pretty bad. And I apologize. It must have been super graphic. I am wondering, though, is there any way we can try him one more time?
Yeah, I'll try him. Okay, but...
I love you.
Okay,
thank you, Kenny. You are a good man.
Nope, it's still not working.
What is
still
up with
working.
That?
I don't know. I don't know. Alrighty. Well, listen, Randy. Okay, I'm going to do some announcements now, okay? So sit back and relax, okay?
Oh, yeah,
Okay, all right. Well, we've got 6 minutes left of the show, and I'm going to do the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, I have given you the first right of refusal. Refuse sickness. Refuse poverty. Refuse strife and contention. We refuse it. You have the first right of refusal by faith to reject every contradiction to my promise in your life. Sickness, disease, downturn, financial problems, those things have nothing to do with life and life more abundantly. I so willingly want you to experience the miraculous in these areas of your life that I give my only begotten son. I gave my son so healing would be your portion. I gave my son so provision would be your portion. I gave my son so that your life would be a shining example of heaven come to earth. Are you ready for more than you can ask or think? You do not have to live with one single contradiction to my promise. Religious foolishness and darkened minds suggest it's just your cross to bear. This is an obscene lie, says the Father. Your sickness, your disease, your financial problems were my cross to bear, and then I did all that the way to Golgotha, I paid the price, and guess what? You are free. You are free today, says the Father. So go out and walk in the liberty, okay, that I have paid for. I want you today to receive your life, all that I paid for on the cross. This is your inheritance today. Claim it and make it yours by faith in what you do in the next 60 seconds. Amen. All right. Well, okay. Okay, I'm going to... I'm going to say a prayer and take us out, okay? Lord, our God, in the grace of Jesus Christ, we turn to you, our Father in heaven and on earth, for we know your truth and your saving power, Lord. Grant that all may learn to look upward to you in faith and in trust that your will is being done on earth, Lord. Even though so much seems to be the work of humans alone, Lord, but your will is behind everything, and we put ourselves under your will, Lord. We hope in your will. In your will, we are certain that everything will be made right and good to the glory of your name. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Okay. So... okay, Ashley. Well, God bless. Okay, everybody, have a blessed night. Okay, and I'll see you tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time for God Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church. Okay, God bless. Have a good night. Okay, bye-bye.